Let me go ahead and call the city council meeting of Monday, March 19th, 2007 to order. We will begin the evening's council meeting with a invocation led by Shelley Moe of the Celebration of Life Presbyterian Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which I will lead this evening. Shelley, would you lead us in the invocation?
In just a few weeks, our brothers and sisters in both the Jewish and Christian traditions will celebrate Passover. Though their celebrations will have different names and different rituals, at heart, they will both be about God's desire for liberation and freedom for all people. So in that spirit, let us pray. O God, who rolled away the disgrace of your children Israel when they entered the promised land, we lift our prayers on behalf of all those who live in fear or in shame or in disgrace. We think of those who are disabled, those who are mentally ill, those who are addicted, those who are undocumented, those who are abused, those who are persecuted because of who they are or where they come from or whom they love. Bring them comfort and strength and healing and courage. Roll away the shame and disgrace and the persecution from their lives, and teach all of us how to offer a place of belonging to all who are wandering in search of a place to call home. O God, who brought the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, we pray to you on behalf of all those who are in prison here in this country and around the world. We pray for those who have been taken hostage, those who are political prisoners and kidnap victims everywhere. We pray for their safety and for their freedom. We pray for those held in the bondage of slavery, for child soldiers and indentured servants, and those ensnared in prostitution rings who can find no way out. We pray for an end to these systems of cruelty and for the release of captives everywhere, no matter what the nature of their captivity. O God, who desires a bright future for all your children, we pray for those who are struggling to live amidst the darkness of violence and war. We pray for peacemakers and for diplomats everywhere. We pray for our nation and for its leaders. And we pray for the leaders of this community. Help them to be wise and just in all their decisions. Help them to work for peace and justice for all people who live within our borders. May your kindness, your wisdom, your peace prevail in this place. Amen.
Thank you. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to excuse Councilmember Rawls from the meeting. I forgot to do that earlier. The next item would be the consideration of the consent agenda items, and we will read those in and consider them as one motion.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered by the group at a city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 2.1, take action on appointment of Gary Ray as council-appointed city auditor. Item 5A, take action on new beer and wine store license for Walmart Neighborhood Market, number 3846, 2725 East McAllops Road. Item 5B, take action on new restaurant license for Rubio's Express Mexican Grill, 937 North Dobson Road, number 106. Item 6A, take action on contract for electronic patient care record system, $392,662.72, plus maintenance costs. Item 6B, take action on contract for automated fingerprint identification system upgrade, $268,885.90. Item 6C, take action on contract for tape library and disk storage systems, $104,766.12. Item 6D, take action on renewal supply contract for water treatment chemicals, $119,505.29 annually. Item 6E, take action on three-year supply contract for potable water treatment chemicals, $817,834.58 annually. Item 7A, introduce ordinance for April 2nd, annexation case A07-02, annexing land on Thomas west of Hawes. Item 7B, introduce ordinance for April 2nd, amending City of Mesa zoning ordinance pertaining to corral fences. Item 7C, introduce ordinance for April 2nd, zoning case Z07-19, 3155 East Southern Avenue for medical office building. Item 8B, take action on resolution to extinguish portion of a drainage easement at 7130 East Saddleback, number 7. Item 8C, take action on resolution to extinguish an easement for a water line at 1425 South Greenfield Road. Item 8D, take action on resolution ordering sale of City of Mesa Utility Revenue Bonds, Series 2007. Item 8E, take action on resolution ordering sale of City of Mesa General Obligation Bonds, Series 2007. Item 8F, take action on resolution ordering sale of City of Mesa Highway User Revenue Bonds, Series 2007. Item 9A, take action on ordinance amending zoning ordinance pertaining to site plan modifications. Item 9B, take action on ordinance annexation case A06-29, annexing land on University Drive west of Power Road. Item 9C, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to A-frame signs. Item 9D, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-16, 6846 East Warner Road for Credit Union. Item 10, approving the simplified site plan modification guidelines related to item number 9A. Item 11A, take action on subdivision plat, Greenfield Plaza, 2750 South Greenfield Road. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Are there any requests from citizens to remove any items as read?
I have no request to remove any consent agenda item, but I wanted to clarify, I think on 9C, that case is going to be continued to April 2nd. I don't know if Kim mentioned that. That's the portable signs.
Okay, let's make that notation for 9C. It's on consent to be continued to April 2nd, 2007. All right. I have a motion then by the Vice Mayor for approval of the consent agenda, seconded by Council Member Jones. Any council discussion? All right, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of those present, with Council Member Rawls absent. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. With that action, we just approved our first council-appointed city auditor, Gary Ray. I'd like Gary to stand up if you would. We should congratulate him.
Yeah.
It should be noted that in the past, the city auditor has reported to the city manager, but as a result of an action last year by voters, that was changed, and it's now a council-appointed position. Mr. Ray has been acting as our acting interim council-appointed auditor, and he went through an interview process and competed with others, and we selected him as our first council appointed city auditor. So we're glad to have you on board, Gary. Thank you.
Congratulations. The next item would be item number 3, which would be to conduct a public hearing on the final assessments for the Crisman Business Park Special Improvement District number 241. And this is also tied into item number 8A. This is the time for the public hearing. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Mayor.
All right, was there anyone that came this evening to address the council on this item? All right, then I'll go ahead and declare the public Hearing closed. The next item number four, is to conduct a public hearing and take action on amending the Mesa 2025 General Plan Chapter 14 text for the following minor general plan amendment. So this would be the time for the hearing on, and it's actually a citywide general minor plan amendment 07-01. All right, are there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Mayor.
All right. Did anybody attend this evening's meeting to address the council on this item? All right, seeing no response on that, we'll go ahead and declare the public hearing closed on that item. The next is to take action on a resolution, which would be for the same general plan minor amendment 07-01. And this is basically changing the text to the Mesa 2025 general plan. And it also explains a little bit on how we will do some of the time frames to go through that major plan and amendment process. So that would be the action. And you go ahead and entertain votes on it. And I have a motion and second for approval. Discussion. Councilmember Summers?
I'd just like to state that this past year we had had to deal with a rather contentious issue in the fairly the last minute, 11th hour. Boeing came in and we realized that the general plan amendment that the council really had no input in until it gets to council was at threat, and that the changes being made here really going to help in getting the council involved a little bit early, and hopefully we'll be able to avoid those problems in the future, because there are a lot of development going to be going on, particularly in my district. So I'm encouraged by these changes, and I thank staff for their time.
Okay. Yeah, I want to compliment staff, especially the Williams Gateway area that was noted. If there are to be changes now to a residential usage, it calls special attention to that. So hopefully we'll be able to give that close scrutiny and protect that as a job center to build out. So I thought it was a great action. So, all right, any other comments? All right, I have a motion by Councilmember Summers again, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. So would you please vote?
Other way around, but it still works.
Oh, all right, you're right. Okay, switch those two. Would you please vote? Okay, the vote is 6 ayes and one abstention, one absence for a council member Rawls, so it does pass. Okay, the next item then, I believe, is on page 5. This is item 8A. This is approving the final assessment for the Chrisman Business Park Special Improvement District 241. That's the one we just had the public hearing on. Are there any requests to speak?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. I have a motion by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Whalen for approval of this resolution. Any discussion? Would you please vote? Vote is 6 ayes and an absence by Councilmember Rawls, so it does pass. Next one is on page 7. This is item 9E, and I have a potential conflict of interest on this one. This has to do with Riverview development, because my house is within 300 foot of the border of this area. So for that reason, I will declare that as a potential conflict and refrain from discussion and voting and turn it over to Vice Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mayor. This is item Z07-18. It was introduced at our last council meeting. Now this evening is time for action on it. This request is to facilitate individual ownership of parcels within the Riverview commercial development. And it is rezoned from C2, C2BIZ, C3, and PEP to C2PAD, C2BIZPAD, C3PAD, and PEPPAD. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote? The vote is 5 ayes, with the mayor abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest, and Councilmember Rawls absent. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Next item is item number 12, which is items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak?
Yes, we do, Mayor. We're going to hear from Frank Elger.
Frank? Thank you, Mayor and council members. My name is Frank Elger. My address is 1009 North April Mesa, Arizona, 85203. I'd like to just give an update on our golf tournament that we had for the Veterans Parade Association. We had a very successful event. We had 67 golfers. We raised a little bit, right around $4,000 for the parade, so we're about a quarter of the way through to what we need to actually finance the parade for this year. We do have some bumper stickers that I want to give to the council. Each council member have a bumper sticker where people can go to www.mesaveterans.org. They can find out what we're doing. They can support us. We do have PayPal available there. We will have pictures from the golf tournament. It was a very successful event. There was a lot of people that commented on just the fun, and a lot of people actually found out what was going on and why we were having it. And a lot of people just didn't know. They just knew there was golf, and so they were coming. And so I just do want to also mention that I'm kind of disappointed to have no council members there. We were kind of hoping that one of the council members would come and at least show up and just say hi to everybody, that kind of thing. We do want to have a good event this year. We do have a Medal of Honor winner that has been invited. We haven't got a response yet, but we do expect that any day. It should be a good event this year, and I just wanted to give the council members an update on that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are there any other requests to speak?
None, Mayor.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
With adjournment.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.